knee, hip or back pain, we can help at the Good Feet Store Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Life and green, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. We haven't done a Monday for a couple of weeks.
What?
Well, you know, we had it off last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, here we are. Did you forget?
Yeah. Yeah, unless it happened yesterday, mate. I don't remember.
Oh, sorry.
2020 is a blur. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get up each day and go, news, that's repeat. There's Trump, there's COVID, there's borders, all right? It's just a blur now.
News done.
Just turn up, have a laugh, go home.
How are you, Ronnie?
I'm pretty good. First thing EP Nikki and I said to each other this morning was like, oh, man. Five whole days this week as well. So we were on the board the whole, we got a long weekend last weekend as well.
Well, you're just going to Big W and Kmart now, mate, and it's countdown to Christmas.
Exactly.
Oh, everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I believe Dave's going to tell us some more Christmas news in just a moment.
Christmas news in October.
Absolutely. Well, it's just bizarre. What's there to look forward to if not Christmas?
That's true. Yeah. Travels is kind of not looking good, is it?
No.
We're talking about this morning.
I saw on Facebook yesterday one of our friends, Kez, you know who I'm talking about, she put up a Christmas tree and she basically went up you to everybody that wants to say anything. She didn't use quite that language. She used a tad stronger.
I'm glad she led the way. I was trying to clean my loft, and you know how my tree is just laying in there.
Yeah, it can be just slid down and plugged in.
And I literally thought, oh, I can't. Mainly, to be fair, I was a bit worried about Felix.
Oh.
He's a traditionalist. He'd be like, what are you doing?
It's not December 1, is it?
Yeah. Sorry, that's my flatmate, folks, in case you're wondering. And, but no, if Kes is gone, I'm going then.
Yeah, well, she was basically saying, what else, people? What else is there apart from looking forward to Christmas?
That's it. There's nothing left.
Imagine how many kids will be knocking on doors with Halloween with just masks on this year. Like literal surgical masks.
That can't happen, surely. Getting lollies off strangers.
True.
And unwrapping them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's all in the shops. It's everywhere. But how are they going to do it?
I think you'll be just running around your bedroom and maybe your parents can throw things at you.
I reckon that sounds all right.
That's good news, yeah. I do have some good news, actually.
What?
School's back today.
Yay!
Yeah.
So that is good news.
Is it, Rise?
Well, I think most...
It's depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, depending on who you talk to. It's good news for me.
Good news for you.
Yep.
That's for me. Now I'll get back to school pickup. It's like, okay, I've got to work my day around that again.
Yeah, true.
All right, well, hooray for Monday.
Morning, Dave.
Hello, guys. We'll start off with some COVID news and a bit of a disturbing find from Aussie scientists. They've found new evidence the virus can live outside the human body for up to 28 days. Now, early research found it didn't last much longer than 3 to 7 days on surfaces, but now testing found the virus thrives on common surfaces like banknotes, glass on mobile phone screens and stainless steel. It can stay there for about a month, which is a worry. So, yes. And speaking of COVID, should we check in on how Mr. Trump's doing?
Mm-hmm.
The president? Well, he says he's not only recovered, he is now immune, telling Fox News he's in great shape.
It seems like I'm immune, so I can go way out of a basement, which I would have done anyway, and which I did, because you have to run a country. You have to get out of the basement, and it looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time. It could be a lifetime. Nobody really knows.
Lifetime immunity from COVID. He went on to say he has a, quote, protective glow.
Yeah, it's called makeup, Doc. Right,
yeah. Well, I was going to say a fake tan, if you saw him the other day. He is looking very orange at the moment.
Why don't they do it around his eyes?
I don't know. And why don't they pick a colour that's more human-like than, you know, little minion-like?
You know, when he was doing the paley sick non-makeup thing with COVID, he looked better.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Looked human. Anyway.
Now, it was a massive job over the weekend at Jesmond installing a new pedestrian bridge over Newcastle Road.
Why aren't we doing a show from there, Dave?
Well, it's a big thing, Steve, you know. So if you're driving to work this morning along Newcastle Road, you'll notice it for the first time this morning. So it took workers 15 hours to lower this 34-metre-long bridge into place. They had to use a 400-ton crane. But we'll have to wait until next year before it actually opens and the pedestrian traffic lights can be removed nearby. Well, so a bit of a wait. I drove under it this morning and, yeah, I'll admit, I clenched a little bit. Anxious that it was bolted in correctly
It's a massive structure, isn't
it? It's huge, and it's only been there for, you know, a day or so.
It's a mini Sydney Harbour, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, Jesmond Sydney Harbour, yeah. it's a big thing.
Did you notice that when Dave said he clenched a little bit this morning, you raised up out of your chair and clenched your buttocks?
Yeah. No, I was talking about it. Yeah, I did.
I sensed your fear immediately.
It's quite a visual, Dave.
I put my foot down a bit and, I'll get under this pretty quick. So. Anyway.
And I think you only have to do that for a year.
Yeah. Look, and it is fine. It's all safe. But, yes, if you're driving to work this morning, you'll notice something different.
Cool.
It made the Sydney news last night. I thought that was funny because I didn't really know much about it at the time. And it was the Sydney, you know, up in Newcastle. And there it is. Big-ass bridge.
And not like we need any encouragement to do more online shopping, but Australia Post says if we want something specifically for Christmas, we better get organised. We've been told online orders would want to be completed by the end of November to get some level of certainty that arrived before December 25. So get a move on, essentially. I went to the shops for the first time in months yesterday, Westfield's Hugra on the coast, and, Christmas decorations up already, which I...
Everywhere.
Yep. So get into it.
It's everywhere.
Is it going to be quieter Christmases, you think, this year, as far as gatherings and...
Family gatherings.
Yeah,
well, there's still the rule that, you know, 20 people for a household gathering, 20 visitors. So no massive family gatherings this year.
But that would be about the norm anyway, wouldn't it?
For most people, you'd think,
That can't... I thought it was 20, and then we had that wonderful caller on Friday who was having a birthday party with 40 people over the weekend.
Yes. Completely fine. She
didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
No.
Because she saw Sharon from Swansea's Facebook page, where I get all my COVID knowledge.
See, that's
apparently
the thing.
Apparently it's fine.
People are still, you know... There's so much misinformation out there.
Yeah.
Well, from my understanding, that 20 doesn't include people who live at the house. So you could have 5 or 6 people who live there and then another 20 on top of that.
Okay. It still doesn't add up to 40, does it?
No.
Rules are meant to be broken, folks. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Good. Go the father and daughter duo on the block. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Love seeing them do so well because they started, well, terrible, let's be honest, that first little shack.
Wow. That's because Harry didn't have his glasses on painting.
But last night, this happened for Tash.
The winner of week 7 on the block 2020 and driving out of here with $10,000 cash from Ford is by half a point.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Terry Tash.
Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Let's get to the important stuff. Harry, what's that Mustang like to drive, mate?
Mate, it's got a great tone.
Yeah.
Just give a bit of petrol and it wakes all the neighbours up.
Yeah.
See, Tash, what I don't get, I mean, it's fine for Dad to have a little play, but shouldn't you guys be working? How much time did you have to play with the Mustang?
not a lot in the end. And I think I ended up, I was a bit scared to drive it at first, but I ended up probably driving it more than Dad because I'm obviously out more than Dad.
Yeah.
See, Harry, that's why I don't want to go on the block with Tanya because I'd have a Mustang there and she'd say, get inside and work!
Oh, really? Is she that bossy?
Yeah, really.
Really.
Hey,
another weird thing I noticed last night, and Tanya will know this, is, the big talk last night was not having a dining table.
Mm.
I don't have a dining table, so I would have lost too.
but we didn't get it. I mean, it's Melbourne. You in Brighton, when you entertain, and we've got our dining table here in our home sits 12 people.
Yeah.
So we're a big, you know, European family. So when they produced a room with no dining table, we thought, what the hell?
Mm.
How can that be?
Yeah, because you're only around the corner,
right?
Chuck,
mind you.
You guys only live around
the corner.
Yeah,
we're not far, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're walking distance here, not far.
All right, what happened with Keith? Are you guys kissing made up now? Will we see any more dramas between you and Keith?
Oh, there is more drama, yes, there is.
Oh.
I think we already saw it from the preview for this week. There's a little bit more drama, but...
Yeah, it's a little bit more coming up. There's about 2 more weeks of drama coming.
Yeah, I think you right. You do it really well, Harry. I think I'd snap.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's my age. I look when I believe there's something not right and accusations are made without, you know, proof of the accusations, I sort of stick up with my boys for my yeah. boys, and that's what I did.
Yeah,
they did the right thing, and they should have been heard. Yeah.
And Tash, how good do you feel about having your choices vindicated by? Because a lot of it was styling. Let's be honest.
Yeah, oh, God, that was a very surprising comment. and I just, yeah, I was over the moon with that comment. I really, really was. It was just a nice thing to hear. I mean, there's obviously been, we've come from the beach box and I'm just like, oh, my God, it was one bloody challenge and it was our first challenge and it wasn't a house. So, you know, I feel like we've come a long way. And, yeah, to get that comment from the judges, it was really... Oh, it just felt amazing. And it just, you know, we woke up sort of the next day excited and raring to go with some amazing ideas for the next week. And, yeah, really kind of boosts you up a little bit when you get those kind of comments.
Of course.
Hey, Tash, it's one thing for friends to do it, even couples to do it, father and daughter. So what can you say, what can you say you've learnt about your dad you didn't know?
Dad, he's much more resilient. Like, I knew he's a resilient person, but like, he'd sometimes be up a lot later than me and just kind of keep pushing on. And then, you know, on days where I was really not doing great, he'd sort of push me along and, you know, which that's what parents do. But I suppose in this kind of situation, it was amazing to have that. And as well, he's a lot clumsier than I ever remember.
There you go. That's what I was after, Harry.
Equally, Harry, yeah, have you discovered anything about your baby girl?
Look, to be honest, I think it just reinforced what I knew about Natasha. And the one thing I did find out, that her resilience and her ability to really push herself. Because there were nights, you know, back when we did, I think it was on Sweet Week, she was incredible, and master bedroom work, she was incredible, and really pushed through to the night, because it is hard.
Mm.
It is hard, and trying staying awake and trying to deliver a great room. So
still reckon
absolutely her resilience is... Well,
you still should have dropped on us. You're never too old for a building, Tash.
Well, I would reckon that you must be Dad's fave now that you're back in the real world. Do you find you guys have this unspoken language because of how much time you spent together?
Oh, I mean, I've always been Dad's favourite.
Yeah. Well, I think
we're Dad announced that on TV. You got a call straight away from my brother. Was like, what?
Yeah.
okay. Yeah. Right. Favourite, huh? Okay.
Love it. Love it.
Good on you guys.
Yeah. Wishing you all the very best continued success. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks very guys. Much, have a good day.
You too, Harry and Tash, father daughter duo. Could you do something like that with your mum, Jill?
No. I could have done it with my dad, though.
Yeah.
It would have been so good.
Oh, because he would have done it.
He would have done everything.
Definitely. Do not... Nah, Steve, you go off down the pub and I'll finish.
Oh, he wouldn't have let me touch a thing.
No.
And at best, Macca's run.
That's all he would trust you with, really.
Totally.
Isn't it? Like, Dad's like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll do it, boy. Off you go.
What about you and Lorcan? Do you reckon you guys could do the block?
Look, we probably could.
Yep.
We probably could. I don't know whether... I couldn't do it with Mike.
And Michael fight too much?
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 Mm.
I'd be interested to watch you and Lorc.
Yeah.
Especially the Lorc we got now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he got his first toolbox last week. So I think he's primed and ready to go.
He's ready for the block.
No tools in it, by the way.
No, nothing. Newspaper and apple.
You watched Erin Molan on 60 Minutes last night?
And Seabold?
Yeah, and Anthony
Absolutely.
Seabold.
Yeah.
Talking about trolling and we're in this world where, as they quite rightly pointed out, you can't just say to people, oh, just don't go online or ignore it.
Mm.
That's totally falling on the victim's shoulders. We've got to do something that deters people.
Mm.
And I thought Erin, both of them actually, spoke very well.
The clarification of trolling is where we're going to fall into trouble too. Like someone just having a quick go at you, it's like, as I call it, criticism from someone I don't care about.
Yeah.
Trolling like she's copping. Different story.
She had so many awful stories, one of which where this it was continued harassment.
Yeah.
So it's that what you're talking about. It wasn't just a snipe.
No,
it some bloke saying awful things about, you know, wishing her a stillborn birth. And, you know, eventually the police did get involved. But as she said, they can't do much until the laws change. You can only, you know, take it so far and these people get away with it.
Yeah.
Have a listen to what she said.
The time to ignore trolls is over. The time to prosecute trolls is here. It is against the law to emotionally abuse someone. It is against the law to verbally abuse someone. Would we ever say to a victim of domestic violence, just ignore it, don't let them get to you, just put it aside, maybe just don't go home, you know, just don't go home. If someone's walking the street and gets punched, we say, just don't go outside, you'll be totally fine. That is ridiculous. In every other area of society where activity is criminal, there is a deterrent, there is a punishment. The focus is on the perpetrator.
It's simple, though, and we've been saying this for years. The law has never caught up with online yet.
Never. Yeah.
You know, it really hasn't.
I was listening to an interview yesterday. Yesterday was International Day of the Girl. So they had the e-commissioner. We do have an e-commissioner in this country, someone that supposedly looks after all the online stuff.
Yep.
And even she was saying exactly what you were just saying.
Hmm.
We've still got to play catch-up on the law.
Yeah.
And during this COVID year, they have experienced a 74% increase of trolling for young girls, mainly. For some reason, maybe it's more girls online than boys, but young girls between the age of 10 and 13 being harassed. And she said some of the stuff...
Other girls.
Yeah, it just sickens you.
Yeah.
So that's the youngest that are copping it.
The
so,
school thing is a real worry, I think, with our kids. Mm. And it is from other girls times.
So whilst Erin's a grown-up girl...
and media.
Yeah,
and,
well, she's got the profile to get us to talk about it. Mm. But when you really think about how these kids, you know, they've been at home, a lot of them, particularly in Victoria, they're not even back at school yet.
Mm.
So when you think about it in those terms... It's going on, and it's going on silently.
Yep.
And until we do something about it, it's going to be so detrimental to these kids that it's just do something today, though. We're still talking about this problem after many years.
Well, because I thought, right, and we were talking about the Netflix show that, you know, all of us watched about
The Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma and all that, and really watch it. But, okay, the trouble with law is to define it. Mm. Someone steals my phone, sends a nasty, nasty, vile text to someone. As far as the law's concerned, I sent that. I got to prove I didn't.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying about it's. There's so many things to getting someone online law. It's like, you sent that, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, I didn't. Someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're into it, a real big mess thing. I'm not saying not to sell. I'm saying that's why the process will be slow.
Yeah, I just think...
You know, it's just, you can't just go, jail with law. I mean, and you can only send... I just think, find them, get them in a room.
Or you could
wait for law for 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, sadly, though, we do have to do something. It can't just be, you know, put on the back burner.
No. They should start moving. Oh, they should have started moving 10 years ago.
Yeah, because Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they're not going away. There's only going to get more platforms, going to get bigger.
Funny you say that, Rice, because the guy from Google I totally agree with, he said that a lot of online now will end up, and we might not live long enough to see it, it'll end up like smoking. Won't be able to. You know, he was saying that it'll be detrimental to your mental health.
Yes.
As is smoking. You won't. And I think it'll fizzle.
Yeah.
I really believe it'll fizzle.
Okay. Here's the alternative. If we can't wait for law, then put it back on the companies that provide these platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
Twitter, you know, Facebook, Zuckerberg. Instagram. Put it back on them. Yep. If there are these accounts that are harassing people, shut them down and never let them on there again.
Exactly.
And if there's ways and means
and
of tracking these. The fake accounts, of course they can.
Yeah, yep.
So these guys get away with it.
Mm.
Erin actually contacted Facebook. You know what their response was? Oh, it doesn't fall in the lines of what we deem to be harassment. What? Wishing someone's child is born stillborn, you don't believe that is harassment?
But remember the Google guy who said they love it because it brings business?
Yeah.
That actually gets clicks and likes.
Awful.
And, you know, that's why I love the way we're in a world now where everyone's telling us it's all about online. I think it'll go back the other way in 10 years. I really do. I think, you know.
I hope so.
The whole world now is like, we've got to do this!
Yeah.
It will change.
What, will be nice again?
No. Facebook, that kind of stuff will be gone.
Disappears?
Be gone.
Oh, God, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. I asked the Lord.
I love this. Remember last week we were talking briefly about Häagen-Dazs came out with a container of ice cream disguised as frozen peas, so when it's in the freezer, the kids aren't going to eat it, you know, and you open the container and there's, what, shock, still ice cream there because they think it's peas.
See, I said it wouldn't work for me because BJ would see frozen peas and go, oh, what's really in here?
Yeah, because you don't eat them.
No.
Well,
so, but if there was frozen something else, broccoli.
Okay, well, I went in search of the top hiding spots that people have for their treats to make sure there is still some left.
Yep.
The kids, your partner, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. The number one hiding spot that people hide their treats is, drumroll risey. Ooh, we caught him.
Yeah.
We caught him out. The pet food. Because what
in
kid?
The pet food.
What kid actually feeds the pet? They said they were going to feed.
Yeah, that's a great idea. From now on, I'm hiding my Snickers in my sardines. Yummy.
No, but you can put it in the big bag of dog food.
The dry dog food.
The dry dog food.
Oh, that's just that makes me feel a bit ill though.
Why? It's in a packet.
Okay.
Do you not think it comes in with all sorts of vitamins in the truck?
True. That is true, actually.
Yeah.
And they're covered in COVID.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
in the pet food. That's the number one.
Throwing it out. Where do you hide your treats?
What do you consider a treat?
Oh, anything chocolatey, anything naughty.
Yeah. Okay.
Chippies,
biscuits.
Biscuits,
chips,
chocolates,
ice creams. 4942 1029. Give us a call right now. Tell us where you hide your treats from your kids.
I have to continually rehide.
Oh, because it gets found?
Oh, he's a basset hound.
Who? Baxter, BJ, or Felix the flatmate?
Good point.
All of them.
Who's finding
the above?
It?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, all seriously, right. All of them.
All right.
The chips, and they'll find them.
Where do you, if you really don't want someone to find it, where's your hiding spot?
Bedhead.
Oh.
Behind the bedhead.
Really?
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but there's a little bum thing out. If I would just put a couple of packets of chips down there, they slide down, but that's it. You don't see them.
Love it.
And BJ will never come in my bedroom.
Mine is
forbidden.
Honestly, if you open my underwear drawer right now, you would find, and I'm not supposed to eat this, but you would find a Malteser, one of those tiny snack pack of Maltesers.
Yes, yeah.
You would find a couple of those rattling around in my smalls.
The irony is, Rise, and Tanya can attest to this.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk into a house, I'm straight to her underwear drawer.
Exactly.
I just like, you know.
You want to have a little look, little
have
peek.
A little. What's going on?
But see, who does? Nobody.
Nobody.
That's why my Maltesers are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Hey, that's actually a good hiding spot.
Hey, they're right next to your chips in your bedhead.
Yeah.
Bedroom.
Yes.
No one comes into our bedroom, do they?
It's like that, isn't it? Isn't that weird?
I know.
What is that? Actually, now I feel uncomfortable.
Dan's in the Hunter Valley. Where do you hide your treats, Dan?
In the fridge.
Oh.
My fridge is in my car.
Oh, the car fridge.
Sneaky. Love it. What do you keep in there?
I can't tell you that, Daniel.
Come on, Dan. Because I'm curious as what someone calls a treat as much as I am about where you hide it.
Yeah.
Chocolates, lollies, alcohol.
Yeah, all right. It's a big fridge. Because we found out last week that Risey's treat was Scotch finger biscuits.
Yeah.
And I hide them in my car in the glove box. little packet of Scotch finger biscuits.
And he said it again.
Yeah.
Lee, what do you hide and where do you hide it?
Hi, guys. Not me, but my mum. It took me until I was about 20 years old to realise that she hid all those chocolate snack packs in the potato drawer.
Oh.
That's
one thing I've got to get, Lee, is a potato drawer. I love it.
Well, the kids, why would they be going there? Because it was Mum that had to stand there and peel the potatoes, didn't she, Lee?
Absolutely, and that's why I never found the damn thing.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I love it.
I'm still a bit off with the dog food thing.
Really?
Yeah, but packet I get what you're saying. It's in a packet. And
yeah.
I do.
Just give it a rinse. You'll be fine. Karen's at Wall's End. What do you hide and where, Karen?
My ice creams. I hide them in the old vegetable packets.
Clever. So you're ahead of this. Whatever.
It
looks like a bag of peas.
You're ahead of the game,
there you
Karen.
Go.
And
you're
I'm with you,
thing.
Steve, in the bedhead. Best place ever. They don't even know it opens.
Well, they don't come into our room,
oh,
Karen.
Oh, so you've got an opening bedhead.
Yes, it opens it behind your head and they don't even know. It just looks like a normal bed.
No.
It's crafty.
Even compartment.
Yeah,
that reminds me of those fake books you buy that turn into a little treasure chest.
Yeah, I've got one of those too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can put plenty of stuff in there.
Yeah, because they don't read anymore.
No, they're all on their screens.
Absolutely not.
True.
Thanks, Karen.
What's that, Dad? It's a book. Never mind.
We'll go to Jen in Newcastle here, guys.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What do you hide and where do you hide it?
Well, I hide my chocolate on the top shelf because all my family is short and they can't reach it. They can't reach the top shelf.
Yeah, we have heard, Jen, that that's what Jake does at Effie Nikki's house too.
So, Jen, are you the tallest or do you have to use a stepladder?
No, I'm the tallest. And then the other, my husband and my two kids are like all 5'1", 5'2".
Oh, that is just genius.
Yep.
Marry a short person if you want treats for the rest of your life.
Right. Jotting this down. Yep. Jotting this down. Find a short person.
And make sure your shelves are a certain height as well. You know, yes. Top shelf.
Yeah. All good tips. All good life tips.
Oh, well, particularly if you won the dating game. If you find someone 4 foot nothing, how happy will you be? Treats galore.
I like the fact that it's only the height. Won't matter about looks, won't matter about attitude.
Forget about it.
No, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like, how tall are you? 4 foot? Let's get married. I love it.
Steve. This is Newcastle's Triple M with Tanya and Steve. Thanks to the Good Feet store at Katara.
Yeah, huge thanks to the team there for partnering with us throughout the month of October.
Partnering with us.
Mm.
That's right, gang. So if you want good feet and good ears, listen to us. And go there for you too.
Absolutely.
You
I
can
like it.
Bump in there for a free fitting and test walk. That's what it's all about. Yep. One thing that I did learn from the team is that we have four arches. Like if you say, how's your arch? You think you've got one. Mm. Yeah, it just goes up one. In the middle.
No, that was just you, Ted.
Okay. Well,
there's weird feet.
There's four and they can help with your...
Not me, I got flat feet.
Well, that's why you should go into the Good Feet store because they can help you with your poor biomechanics. And they can help you walk a little more upright, I'm sure.
That made me sound like Steve Austin, the $6 million man with my poor bio what?
Mechanics. Biomechanics.
Well, I'm going into the Good Feet store immediately to get my biomechanics fixed and it's a free fitting.
You saved my life.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
Well, one thing we haven't got to on air this morning is checking in with you and your daughter Jasmine in Holland because for those that don't know, Jazz is positive for coronavirus and she's been struggling.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. She's dead.
No, stop it.
Saturday night.
Stop it.
I thought, no, I won't text them. They'll be asking soon. I can't even fly in for the funeral.
Stop it. How is she really?
She's pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So she's come around in the last 48 hours
talked
or so?
Talked to her Saturday night. She could... I think the last time I told you guys, I talked to her, it was a minute and a half. She ran out of breath.
Yep.
We had a 10-minute chat. And, look, you can just see the ashen face. She's got the cough and all the bits that go with it. But, she's turned the corner.
Good to hear.
So it's like a week.
She's had it 2 weeks, so to speak, after diagnosis.
Right. Yeah.
So she's 2 weeks,
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she's not... Trump level.
No.
I mean, she's not glowing.
So she's not glowing.
Not glowing.
And she's not professing the fact that she's now immune to the virus forever.
Being a nurse, as I said to her, so you'll just get all cured now and go back and catch it again, will you? And she went, you pretty much dad. Yeah. Yep, that's what I signed up for.
Yeah. Well, thank God, though, that she's been on the improve and she can speak and hopefully it's onwards and upwards from here.
Well, she obviously got scared of my advice when I said to her, you cannot die because I cannot get there for the eulogy and no one is going to do your eulogy better than your dad.
That's a lovely conversation. I'm sure that prompted her to get fast, well, quick.
Her reaction to that is, typical you, Dad, you're using my death to do another show.
Definitely.
No, it was really nice, actually. We had some big laughs.
Good.
All that kind of, because that's how we talk to each other, all that kind of conversation. And I think her end thing was, just remember, Dad, I survived, you wouldn't. That was what she said.
Oh, really?
Well, she's got a point. Because of
I only wish Tanya was there.
So
they could both regale in my pending death.
Well, because of other things going on with you. Diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes, smoking.
Yeah.
Totally.
So she does have a point.
Yes.
Has she been smoking during...
No.
Because I know she's very short of breath.
She might give up, Steve.
Yeah, I really do hope. I mean, you know what it's like when you're a smoker, but I really do hope, because she's 2 weeks now without one, that... And I said to her Sunday, go another week and 3 weeks breaks a habit. I said, just push another week and you'll be okay. So, fingers crossed, that goes in her favour as well.
Good news.
But it was funny that she was actually trying to put across to me, I know, Dad, that I've actually come through it, but it's hell.
Yeah.
Please don't get it. Like, be careful. You know, she's warning, like saying, really, you might not kick through this.
Yeah.
She's obviously a mistake of how fighting fit her father is.
And she obviously thinks there's obviously stuff in the will for her. So we can put that to rest, can't we?
Well, she can take on the other kids about that. They can all fight over my mortgage.